Good morning, Char.
How are you, Steve?
I'm good.
Off and running. Did you have a good weekend?
It was very busy. Very.
I was thinking about mine when I was thinking about asking that question. How do I say this?
Yep.
It's so busy that you almost wonder if it interferes with everything you should be doing.
Well, I'll guarantee it did mine, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I was so.
Try next weekend, huh?
I was so excited. They had the first ever gluten-free expo here in Salt Lake, about 4 blocks from where I live, and I ended up having to go out of town to rescue my daughter that had car trouble 100 miles away from home, halfway between where she lives and I live, and I'm out there in a parking lot changing an alternator. So.
Oh, did you get in on any of it?
Nope, didn't. So I was very sad, but at least I went afterwards and picked up stuff off the floor, so I've got a list of exhibitors. So I'm just going to call the exhibitors and say, hey, I couldn't be there. What should you tell about?
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing would be watch for, especially in your immediate area, since it was so close, just people you run
has arrived.
When they're in the gluten-free section, go to the gluten-free section of the grocery store. And say, hey, you didn't happen to get in on the expo. It'd be a great conversation.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I've been working on that thought process. So when do you leave for...
Talking to people in the area. I always try and figure out, you know, how can I talk to more people that, you know, with something important to connect with.
Yeah.
A conversation or something, you know, that they would be... And they'll always be eager to share with you.
Yep.
Especially if they're in that section and looking for, you know, that kind of food.
Yep. So anyway, I was excited and disappointed, but my daughter got help and my mom, we took her to the hospital last night, so it's a crazy, crazy time. But that's what we are, the sandwich generation like we are, at least I am anyway, still got one out of the 4 parents left, so... Still taking care of the kids and us too, and plus the parents. So busy times.
Wow.
So I've got to run. So I'll.
Okay. Have a great day.
Hopefully somebody will come along and give you a good conversation.
Yeah.
Here.
Somebody else just did come on. So.
Cool. Have a great one.
Alrighty. Thank you too. Bye bye. Someone else is there with me who's joined us.
Hi, Shore. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Good. I know I got enough rest. It just felt like Steve was commenting. Too busy a weekend. Too many things happening at one time.
Right, yes.
Sometimes you don't get to really enjoy it when there's too much packed in.
Oh, that's for sure. I was feeling a little bit that way myself this weekend, so I was just sitting here before getting on the call doing my journaling and my things that I'm grateful for, because it's time to get centered again.
That sounds like a really good idea. I jumped into one of the magazines I'd picked up and thought, wonder what's new in here, and almost overshot the time limit when I was glancing at different articles. I like that Clean Living magazine. I don't take it, but once in a while I pick it up, and so I thought, oh, some headlines on there always pull me in when I look very carefully. And sure enough, I didn't have to go far to just pick up some new things. So.
I don't think I've ever picked that one up.
It's not, you know, that plant-based. But it's pretty easy to modify, because they don't use large amounts or a lot of the things that were... They're working at having people cut way back, is what I should say. So, you know, it's like an intermediate step if they can't really take it out of their diet, but they can cut back on it.
Right, yeah.
So they've got some... good ideas of why to put in your really healthy stuff. minutes, and then I'll get into some of the tips they're giving here. So,
yeah, that's a great first step, though. That's
it
where
is.
We all have to start. So, you know, if it begins people to think about going in our direction, then that's wonderful.
Yeah, they're emphasizing it. They're just, you know, more fruits and veggies and more grains and lower on the dairy, lower on the meats.
Right.
And definitely, their biggest, I guess their biggest really is starting from scratch. That's what they're talking about, is starting from scratch, making it clean so you don't have the processed foods in there.
Right, and isn't that imperative?
Yes, and even as, you know, leaving out the things that we shouldn't, but not focusing on the process, just then you can get into a pretty scummy food intake.
Oh, for sure.
If you leave the processed stuff in it. Like, I don't know whether you're accomplishing much of anything or not. You're leaving stuff out, but you're not leaving some of the biggest culprits out for sure.
Jeannie has arrived.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
I have to ask you a question that I forgot to ask you, was what I was going to do after I gave you a report on your couple.
Yeah.
And maybe Betty knows, too. I'm taking a poll. Vant sent me a good one. I'm going to walk over and get the quote. It starts with part of my conversation on the way home last night with a gal in the store, and her quote was, when I started to tease her to looking at the business, an alternative to where she was, because she really scrunched up her face when I asked her how long she'd been there.
Mm-hmm.
5.5 years. And
has arrived.
The quote that she gave me was, give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime. What is the other part we add on to that? Anybody remember?
Oh.
Heard it.
I heard, give a man a fish. Let's see. You have to think about that. He'll eat for a day. Teach him how to fish. Eat for a lifetime. And there is a... Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't remember what the next part is.
And Vance had said that quote recently.
I know, and I emailed him, and he goes... So he was probably reading it, too. Well, it's like teach a man to teach others to fish and the entire village eats for a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And teaches others to do the same. That's what he gave me, and I know that's close. It may not be exactly the wording. I was just...
It's the concept of it, though.
Yeah. It's the concept of it, yeah. So when she said that, I looked at her and I said, you're probably not going to believe what I say next. But it is real, and it is the way it's stated. That is what is used frequently, and I've heard it. I know another one that says it a lot is Ed Weems has used it in his dialogue. And it may be in the Fishers of Man one, especially the topic or the one his presentation entitled Fishers of Men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that, but I know I've heard him say it, and I've heard others say it, too, numerous times. I just couldn't put my finger on the rest of it. Anyway, she looked at me, and she says, you are kidding, aren't you? Because I just said it. I said, no, I told you. I'm not joking. I said, what we do, because she stated, she says, she didn't want to be in something that was not fulfilling. And so she started out by quoting that. She says, I want to be this image. And I said, well, that is exactly, and then I just made a one-sentence comment that, you know, I participate in a call that we don't get paid anything for that is semi-related to what we do. It's kind of like the missing link, and it's a give back. because we can, just because we have the freedom to, you know, say anything we want to people when we're working, or what we call working. Anyway, she's got a CD and I've got an email, so we'll see.
Good.
But that was
really good.
So if anybody runs across it, either jot it down so you don't forget, like sometimes I do, or and give it to us on the give it to me on the phone or email it to me or whatever, because I'm curious. But I know somebody else joined us.
It's me.
That may like to say hi. Good morning, Nancy. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
No, good. First of the week, and the lists are already started of what needs to be done.
I get paid for these calls. I don't know about you.
Well, we do, but, you know, maybe not in money.
Is that and, only the source of being paid?
No, it's not, but with what she, with her topic.
I know. I'm joking.
I know
I
you are.
I wouldn't be here if there were no paybacks.
Oh, I know. No, me either. I'll tell
it's
you.
It's over 8 years that I've been on these calls.
Wow.
And you're even longer than that.
It adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, when you see other people pop to light about even some of the smaller things, it just is such an incredible feeling. Somebody that's really trying, I had a good glimpse of MetaFast and the diet, and I just, you know, I've got people around me that are doing it, and just knew it wasn't going to be something I'd be excited about, but then spending some time with somebody that's doing it, I got scared spitless because they're playing with their ketones. And all I remember about that was trouble with the kidneys and death.
Well, because it mimics diabetes.
I didn't hear it put that way.
Well,
I
haven't either, but when someone is diabetic, they throw ketones sometimes, and it's the same smelly breath smell with people on like Atkins, who throw ketones, or a diabetic. So I would suspect that there's a similarity there. And, of course, diabetes does affect the kidneys and other, the whole body, but whatever. So, yeah.
Well, that was exactly, you know, what was going through my mind was the Atkins, and it was in part because we had run into, I had found out, and this is, you know, where things hit really close, not necessarily simultaneously, but really close together, that you link them because of just the repetition of it. And that's easy for me, very easy for me to remember when those things happen. One of them was Jenny's cousin running not Nutrisystem, but a counseling service type of weight loss clinic. Years back, she came out of the medical field, and she said, you know, Char, I never saw a person that came off of utilizing the Atkins diet for any length of time that didn't have kidney problems.
Whoa.
Severe kidney problems. She says, I didn't find one. It was there. It was a marker. It was there every single time. And not long after that, I was down at the state fair. We were participating in it. And I walked over to the same booth that I had been to the year before, looking for the gentleman that was about my age that had moved from the northern states. It was like, I think it was Minnesota. And when he was on a medical collecting the information, I'm going to say research. I don't know that he was actually listed as a researcher, but it was something supporting that information on why babies were dying at birth. And what they linked it to was when they banned DDT from being used on the vegetables. he decided at that point, because of the number of deaths that he had seen, that none of his kids were going to be eating out of the garden, I mean out of the grocery store, the fresh vegetables. It was so bad in their area. So he packed up his family, quit his job, packed up his family, and moved to Oregon. And he decided he was not going to give it a chance to take off, you know, because some of these vegetables were going all over the United States even at that time. And so he said he decided he was going to build a greenhouse, and they were going to eat all year long out of the greenhouse. The weather was mild enough out here that they could do that. And that's exactly what he did. So what he had was one of the biggest names in greenhouses in our area. I walked over to talk to him, and his son, which I didn't know that's who it was, you know, at the very beginning. But anyway, his son told me, he says, my dad passed away just before Christmas. And I said, I'm so sorry to hear. My gosh, he looked a picture of health. And knowing what he had done for the last, you know, 20, 30 years, and he says, I have to tell you,
has arrived.
He looked it, but he really wasn't, and he had been so heavy not that far back, because evidently his food got out of control. I mean, it wasn't just eating, you know, raw food or fresh food, the rest of his balance. And he said he'd put on a lot of weight. And he said he did the Atkins diet. And I said, really? Well, because I asked him what he died of. And he said he did the Atkins diet. And it was some time after that that shortly thereafter he found out his kidneys were failing. And he says the only thing we could do was think that maybe his dramatic weight loss had affected it. And I said, well, his dramatic weight loss could definitely have affected it because, and I just shared with him, you know, a couple of sentences because I didn't want him to be distraught over it, but yet know that, don't, you know, if you hear somebody else doing that, at least put a word in and say, hey, you know, this could have been my father's death. Because that was, you know, a real alert when Denny's cousin told me that, and she had the background and the wherewithal to be able to recognize it. From what she was doing and done for several years in her own business, because she owns a franchise.
You know, Jamie went on this a number of years ago, I believe with Dixie, and they both did really well, and this was probably about the time that we started Lifestyle, and he has argued with me, not recently, but back then, and I've never really read the Atkins, so I all people hear about is the high protein. But apparently, from what he has said, initially it's, what, 2 weeks or whatever the time is, it's the high protein. But then you do incorporate the fruits and vegetables, especially the vegetables. And if that is, in fact, how it's supposed to be done, I would suspect that most people who go on the Atkins see such quick results with just the protein that they continue to just do that and don't incorporate what they're supposed to for
that's
a more well-balanced diet.
That's exactly it, the idea of what, and you know, you wonder just how much that can affect the mind when they see those things. I mean, if you've got addiction to chemical reactions in food, that's got to be setting up a chemical reaction also in your body to cause the destruction of the kidneys. And when I looked at what Metabast was doing, that was exactly, in fact, that was the statement, you know, we're getting the ketones up so that it can burn the fat more effectively. And I'm going, he says it's going into the ketones. And the minute he said that word, I just froze, and I didn't say anything for several minutes because I didn't know how to say it without, you know, coming across too strong, and I don't want to.
I'm just, ouch, will catch people's attention.
Yeah, well, I did. I mean, they knew what I was going through. My
has arrived.
And so I just kept quiet, and then, you know, I said, you know, I just am concerned that that's not a healthy situation for your body. When you said that word, it linked to several other things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, could I see the packages? And when I looked at the packages, it really, really, really You buy part of it. You buy part of it. You don't buy all of it. And I didn't ask for all the details, but this was giving one meal a day that you eat, that you have, let's see, you have some carbs, and you're eating every 2 to 3 hours also,
mm-hmm.
which is another, you know, rule that we are not abiding by.
Endorsing.
Endorsing, thank you. And so by the time I got through the message and, you know, the way I had stated, and it was science, the packages were strictly food sciences. I couldn't pronounce 50% of the words, many of them I'd never seen before on packaging.
Mm.
And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And I said, I don't talk weight loss, I talk health.
Mm-hmm.
First, the weight will come into balance. And of course, the comment back is, I've got to do something fast.
You didn't get that way fast.
Yeah, I know.
Well, something Dr. Ross just said, his first segment is on stress and how it's really lethal, especially for women at ages you pass, et cetera, et cetera. But if you have your flight feeling, and when people are stressed, they very often turn to the wrong foods. And he said, you know, you are geared for this kind of mentality, and your cells actually say that I need to have food, and it's always the wrong food, so you have to mindfully talk to your body and say, am I really hungry, or am I eating because of other reasons?
Yes.
But he said that stress can even change your DNA, literally.
You know, there's lots of things for us to consider when we're taking care of our body. You know, I get very passionate about what Nikan has given us. I'm very excited about the changes in this Siaga all the way around. And I'm trying to finish off my other bottle before I open the new one, but I think I have to just so I can see the difference in the flavor and so forth. But I'd like to get it down just a little bit further so I share it around a little bit, I think, a little more than what I've done just recently. But, you know, we still have to take the responsibility for the rest of what we do.
Well, he said the first way to help with stress is with food. Interestingly. Pistachios are a good one, as well as salmon twice a week.
Pistachios, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'll take the pistachios and leave the salmon. I know.
Yeah, well, one thing with pistachios, it takes time to shell them.
Well, you can buy them already shelled, but
no,
they usually...
He wants you to shell them.
Pardon?
He wants you to shell them. It's a de-stressor.
Okay.
Plus,
well...
They're a healthy... I think it was a healthy fat, maybe. But the omegas in the salmon that you can obviously get other places also.
Right. Well,
hi, girls. This is Dottie. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I was going to ask who else. There were two or three other clicks that came in.
Good morning. I'm on.
You're one of them, too. Okay. Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. You're talking about pistachios. We did a presentation last night for four people, and they came, the woman that, you know, that the house that we went into, she brought in a big bag of these funny-looking things, you know, and I said, what the heck are those? And she says, these are pistachios. And I'm like, pistachios? I said, I've never seen them like that, but they were raw. And you had to take the outer cover off, it was soft, and then the inside was the shell part. Have you ever seen raw pistachios before?
They're like a walnut, and they got a double layer, is what you're saying.
But the outside is soft. The outside layer is soft, and then the inside layer was harder, but not as hard as when you buy a bag of pistachios.
Dried ones, yeah, just like a walnut. A walnut is exactly the same way.
Yeah. Oh, really? I mean, the walnuts I've ever seen were the hard shell, and then you... crack them open and you got the meat in it, you know?
You didn't get them fresh then, because when I pick them up off the ground from the tree that's across the street, and we used to do this all the time because we have walnut trees around.
Oh, really?
There's a soft, mushy shell that turns black, and when it's left lay on the ground for very long, it gets really nasty, and it would stain your fingers worse than anything you could possibly...
Oh, no kidding. Oh, wow.
Put your hands on, especially the black walnuts. So, yeah, and there's probably lots of other nuts that are the same
chestnuts
way.
Chestnuts have that.
Pardon?
Chestnuts have that. They're probably most nuts,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably standard with nuts because...
Probably some kind of protection as well as the growing.
I mean, an almond would have to have the same thing. We got an almond tree that doesn't bear in our backyard, but I've seen them in other yards, and... They've got a hole, like, on the outside
mm-hmm.
before you get to the shell
mm-hmm.
On all of those, so.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
Is coconut, no, that's not a nut, but it does have that kind of a thing, too.
Yeah, it does have that. In fact, I've got a baby coconut in the refrigerator that I need to get out and crack just for that reason, because they'll only hold for so long, and then that stuff starts to rot on the outside. So you can get to the shell before it molds. In the Clean Living magazine, they had a kumquat, or not kumquat, yeah, I've got that too, but they had a comment that we've referred to a number of times on with the quinoa, the reason that, well, actually, they gave it back to the Aztecs using it as a superfood. They felt quinoa made them fit for battle, and so because of the richness of the seeds that deliver the high level of nutrients, and they put it for strong muscles, and the nutrients included in there that they attest to being high are iron, magnesium, and manganese. And they also then add that the best way to process it for cooking is to make sure that you rinse it well first in a fine mesh strainer before you cook it. And the reason is, and I don't know the correct pronunciation on this, Saporn, S-A-P-O-N, no, there's no R, S-A-P-O-N-I-N.
Saponin,
thank you.
Or saponin.
Saponin, okay. Either one. Because that's going to remove that from the seeds, and that is a natural plant insect repellent.
Hmm. Interesting.
And it can have a bitter flavor, so that's the reason for the rinsing, because we don't need to rinse most things other than, like, with rice, taking some of the hull or the loose fiber that will get the starch off of it. And so that was one that was new to me. And then there was another section, I didn't get very far into this, that
when you
was...
It's 2-to-1 also, isn't it?
Pardon?
When you make the quinoa, it's 2-to-1?
I think that's the portion I've normally done, and I did it in a rice maker the other day, and it came out really good, too, just to let it automatically, you know, shut off, and then fluff it with a fork afterwards. You know, I like it when it's still a little bit chewy and not real, light and fluffy, so by cutting out a little bit of the water, you're going to get it a little bit chewier, not quite as cooked.
Did you put lentils in with it?
I did not. I did not put anything in with it because I've done it, three times now. It was that one salad that I gave a while back. It's got the grated carrot quinoa on the bottom, and then it's got a layer of grated carrot that's been marinated.
Is that your phone, John?
We sure got two bats, don't we? But
What I've been doing with the quinoa is that I've been mixing it in the morning for my breakfast with the still cut oats, and mixing half a cup of the quinoa, and add 4 cups of water to start with, and then a half a cup of quinoa rinsed, and a cup of the still cut oats, and to that I'll add like raisins, nuts. And I even have some mucilin that I put that in there too at the end, and I'm telling you what a hearty breakfast. And flaxseed, I put flaxseed in there too, and a little bit of agave. And my goodness, we love that. You can even, I mean, it tastes really good cold, even, you know.
Mhm. I've done that too, Dottie, and I love it that way. Thanks for the reminder because I haven't done it recently. And it's a little faster, especially if you don't have all the grains mixed up to, start with the steel cut and then add all the mixture of grains like I had been doing for months and months and months. And just something for variety, too, because it does give a different texture and a different flavor. But, yeah, it's really good mixing with the steel cut oats that way.
Yeah, funny story with my daughter, my youngest one that I want to do, and, she has problems going to the bathroom every day, or even, she usually backs up and, she's always been like that. So I gave her a container full, of it, and she puts it in her yogurt in the morning, and I'm telling you, as fast as she eats that yogurt, she's in the bathroom.
It's amazing.
Well, we're still on her, so she's all excited about that when I come up with my little container.
That's just a reinforcement to go back to some of these. We've got such a wide variety of foods. Yes?
Are you putting cinnamon in, Dottie?
I did automatically. I put cinnamon in mine because I just do it in the smoothie, and I do it in the cereal, too, and that way
on Saturday had cinnamon as like one of the top spices to use, and I'll bring the list down and go over it tomorrow a little bit.
Good. Yeah. Well, it stayed at the top, and it's just there's no reason not to. And it's like everybody likes cinnamon. There's rarely do you find somebody that doesn't like cinnamon.
Yeah.
And you can always use more, and it's not like I can use more curry too, but I can get it too hot and spicy.
Right.
For pretty cool. Real fast. So I keep that one lower and add the red pepper flakes at the last minute. I did that last night. I needed a little bit of something because I was just hungry, and I thought, I don't really want to. So I stayed up a little bit longer after having a very small serving of soup that I'd made. And anyway, it was just easy to put a few more flakes in there because I like it just a little bit spicier than what I've done in the past and everybody else does. Here's another one on garlic, and it says that the scientists have known for decades that garlic helps boost cardiovascular health, but a recent study that was done in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry found that freshly crushed garlic was far superior to the dried garlic for strengthening and protecting the heart. But don't cook garlic immediately after minting it. And I've seen this before, but I've not applied it, let's put it that way. Letting the chopped garlic stand for 10 minutes may help preserve the phytonutrients in it before you're cooking it. And I know that the mincing of it was better than... I guess pressing it and trying to juice it. They said that was the best way to preserve it. And maybe it was because it took a little longer and they figured it wasn't going in as soon. And another one is the kumquats. I did not know their season was that long. They come in from the southern states as well as Asia. Oh, there was someplace else. Let's see.
So
Asia
states.
And Europe, huh?
The southern states, like Texas and...
Right.
Florida,
yeah, Florida, Texas, California raises them. Southern states as well as Asia and Europe. And their peak season is October through June.
Wow.
So it's a long season.
It's huge.
And we should be seeing more of them. And their nutritional value, well, first of all, it says they'll keep on your counter for 3 days if they're fresh, but up to 2 weeks in the refrigerator, and I can attest to that. I've had them even longer than that, that they look in really good shape. And the nutritional level, three kumquats are only 39 calories. I can easily do three kumquats at a time, but I love them. I could do a whole carton of them. But to me, they're extremely satisfying for a snack, a really small snack, or like after a meal, or even before a meal when you're, you know, getting ready to eat, putting your fruit in first. You always eat the skin, I don't think I've ever seen them organic. Have you seen them organic, Jean?
Not yet. I will keep my eye out for them, though.
And the three of them, it says make sure you eat the skin, so you want to wash them well. Three of them gives you 42% of your daily requirements or needs for vitamin C. Just three of them.
Oh.
And they're not much bigger than your average size. It would be right close to your tip of your thumb to the first joint. So they're really small if you haven't had them. And you need to bite into it and just chew the whole thing. There are, some of them will have more seeds than others. I'm sure it's the species, because that's one that has to have male and female plants.
A little bit bigger than a grape?
Yeah, more like a grape tomato. That would be a closer size.
Okay.
Shape-wise, also, they're oval. And they're going to be tart. They're going to be, when you bite into it, it's going to almost be like a lemon. But then once you get through that little thin peel, it turns sweet, and I've had people spit them out because they can't tolerate anything that tart, but they are high on my list because I like the lemon flavor. Here's another quick tip, or fact, percentage of increased fresh fruit sales at New York State, of course that jumped out at me, New York State school cafeteria as a result of the fruit being moved from a stainless steel tray to a desk lamp lit basket with Cornell University Food and Studies. And what they did was just make it more appealing by the arrangement of it instead of, you know, having it in a vending machine or on a stainless steel tray. And my daughter-in-law said that she changed what she was doing at home because of what the next door neighbor had done, because the kids had come home and raved about how good the, you know, how much fruit they'd eaten or something to that effect. And she asked her, the mother, she says, Wendy, what did you do to get your kids to be so excited? I guess it was the veggies, it wasn't the fruit. And she says, oh, I took out my prettiest dish, and they thought it was a special occasion. And had cut up the fruit, you know, into bite size, or the vegetables into bite-sized pieces, and the whole platter was cleared of the veggies. And she says, normally I'd have to keep prodding them. Now eat some more vegetables with that. Eat some more raw vegetables with that. And she says, I didn't have to do that. So, let's see, this last one was...
So presentation is very important.
It is extremely important. Very, very important.
Food category.
This has 62. No, let's see. They've got these things all numbered, so it can't be 62 because they're on number 67 and 1010. I guess they're just all jumping around to the book. I don't know what the numbers are.
Has left the conference.
But anyway, there's so many little things we can learn to make it easier, and we're
time, 3 minutes past. So, anybody have any last-minute comments?
Good call. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks for your input, guys.
I want some kumquats now.
Yeah, I'm going to go looking for them. I looked for persimmons and couldn't find any persimmons. I guess maybe I'm too late. I hadn't been in and out of enough of the stores. Usually Costco has them. I hadn't been in Costco for ages.
Those are the ones that are two different kinds, right?
Yeah, the ones that are flat, persimmons are the ones that have the wonderful flavor, and I do have a tree now, so in years I'll have some growing in my backyard.
This doesn't seem like
late
time, is it?
Well, it usually is late summer. I'm probably too late because they bring them in from other climates, too, and usually it seems like it's extended. They wouldn't be coming from around here because they're always brought in. They're just not that known. In fact, I didn't know they could even be grown here until I ran into a man from Romania in the store, and he was getting a huge bag of them that they had gotten in at one of the discount grocery stores. And the price was really good, and so I started talking to him, and he goes, "Oh, I've got them in my backyard, but my tree didn't do good this year." He says, "It's always really, really full of them." He had an accent. So I started talking to him, but yes, it's a favorite of my fruits, very definitely a favorite, but not one that you see piled up like you do apples, oranges, bananas, and grapefruit.
That's for sure.
They're still very, very sparse. So some of the sparse ones have tremendous nutritional value, guys. And so when you see something you haven't experienced, make sure you at least try it. That helps it to become more common in buying it, just like putting stuff back on the shelf. They're really doing a campaign for, which was brought up before, the high fructose corn syrup. And when I was sampling things at Costco as we were walking through to see how much healthier they had gotten them so I could pick up the package and look at it, good excuse, right? No, it was serious. It was that way. Many of the people that were demonstrating were saying, and no high fructose corn syrup. They've
Whoa.
Taken that out of the product. And so, you know, this is the awareness. It's just, you know, we feel it's just beginning to really, really climb. But they're going to rename it also. They're talking about renaming it to fool the public so that they don't think they're getting high fructose corn syrup. I can't remember the new name that I heard.
I think it's just sugar.
Oh, corn sugar?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for your assistance. Very much so. And your input.
Good info.
Thank you, Shar. Make it a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.